Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to another edition of Believe in 49ers, a Super Bowl week edition of Believe in 49ers, presented by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. I'm your host, Tommy Call the Third. You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy_III. That is triple I for the third. And you can catch all of my written work about the 49ers via USA Today's Niners Wire. This evening, I'm actually going to be dropping my like seven favorite props for the Super Bowl via Niners Wire. So if you're interested in that type of thing, you know where to go. But more importantly, it is officially Super Bowl week here on Believe in 49ers. And why we are going to talk about the game, one of the most fun or entertaining sides of the Super Bowl is the betting aspect, the gambling aspect. There's just so many options and so many ways to look at this game that I called on a friend, Kate Constable of Believe's Bringing Home the Hardware podcast, will join us today to run down all the action and find the edge in the Super Bowl. We'll have a full breakdown of the game tomorrow, but today we're going to break down the gambling side of things on Believe in 49ers. And before we get to Kate here on Believe in 49ers, I have a quick message from our friends over at Bet Online. The big game is finally here. Bet Online is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props, with dozens of odds, props, and info on hundreds of sports, events, politics, and entertainment. You can access the world's best wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated for all the action. BetOnline, the game starts here. And now to our guest, Kate Constable.
With Super Bowl week here, we have to break out the big guns on Believe in 49ers. So today we brought on a special guest, Kate Constable of Believe's Bringing Home the Hardware podcast. Kate is all over the place. You can catch her on the BetQL app, the Better Angle Show. She's everywhere. You can follow her on Twitter at Kate Constable, Constable. And Kate, even before we talk about anything, I'm just going to announce it. I'm going to start it right now. You're officially also now Believe in 49ers resident, you know, betting analyst, betting expert. So we're going to lean on you heavy today. We've talked so much about this game. I don't know what else we can really more say, but at the same time, the Super Bowl, it's what makes it so fun is the betting angle for just the casual fan. Obviously, we, you know, follow the 49ers very closely here, but just the casual fan, I think everybody out there loves to, you know, sprinkle a little action on the Super Bowl. So thank you so much for joining the show. How you feeling Super Bowl week?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad I can be a 49ers betting analyst now. This is fun. It's been a busy week with so many, you know, talking about bets really all week. I feel like I've regurgitated the same information just over and over again, but that's what we love, right? I mean, there's no bigger game than the Super Bowl, and talking about bets is what I do all the time. So it's been really fun, and I'm now just excited for the game to be here.
Absolutely. Just a few days away. So we're going to start with just Is there anything that stands out? 49ers and Chiefs. We saw this game 4 years ago. Is there any areas or, you know, that stand out to you specifically on the betting side of this game?
I think you can look at this a couple different ways. If you feel really confident in a side or the total, I mean, obviously play those. But I know a lot of people that are betting solely props in this game because you could make a case for both of these teams. I mean, up and down the roster, the 49ers have the better roster on paper. The Chiefs have more experience. They've been here before. So that's kind of the edge that they – and, you know, they have Patrick Mahomes. He's pretty good too. So in terms of the side, like, I'm – taken, I hate to say this on this podcast, but I'm taking the Chiefs solely because of the experience and the Patrick Mahomes effect. Mm-hmm. But I've been betting on the 49ers all season and they've made me a ton of money because for the most part, they've been really consistent. So if you think this is a high scoring game, maybe you take a lot of overs in terms of player props because both teams are likely going to be moving the ball and finding the end zone. Another angle that I've looked at is taking the Chiefs early and the 49ers late. So Chiefs, one of my favorite plays is Chiefs first half money line or Chiefs to score score over 1.5 touchdowns in the first half because the nerves aren't going to be there for Kansas City quite like they will for the 49ers in terms of Brock Purdy. I know there are some players on this 49ers team that played in that previous Super Bowl against Kansas City and had played in others. But quarterback wise, I would imagine Brock Purdy is going to have a few nerves on those first couple drives. I mean, I would, and he's human. So taking the Chiefs early and then the 49ers have been great in the second half. I believe they are top in the league or close to top of the league in points in the second half, averaging over 15 points in the second half. So, backing the Chiefs early and following up with the 49ers, maybe a second half bet, something like that, or even just live betting the 49ers, because I think the Chiefs might jump out to a little bit of an early lead here.
And that makes kind of sense with the, you know, the performances the 49ers have kind of put out there the last 2 weeks, specifically exactly. In the playoffs, being kind of this suddenly comeback team.
Yeah.
So I don't think hopefully that's part of the game plan. I don't think they're going to lean on that. But I mean, you kind of mentioned it. I think it is interesting. The 49ers are currently sitting as a 2-point favorite. Does that number kind of scare you either way? Is it fair for a Brock Purdy-led team to be favored against Patrick Mahomes? I mean, should that scare 49er fans listening?
It should, just in the sense that as an underdog, Patrick Mahomes is 10-1-1, so he doesn't lose a whole lot as an underdog. But you look at the 49ers roster, I mean – Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, obviously, George Kittle. I mean, the defensive players that they have, there's a ton of talent on this team. So, no, they've been the better team all season. They were way better than the Chiefs during the regular season. It's just, do you want to bet against Patrick Mahomes in the postseason where he's shown to be just, he elevates his level of play even more so? And I would argue that a lot of the Chiefs' struggles this season weren't necessarily his fault. I mean, the receivers dropping a bunch of passes, penalties on the offensive line, things like that. But you could certainly make a case for the 49ers to win this game. I mean, look at the coaching edge. I don't know. Kyle Shanahan's one of the best coaches out there. I mean, everyone wants Kyle Shanahan proteges is basically what all the hiring in this offseason or this after the regular season has been of out of the Kyle Shanahan tree. So it's hard to necessarily say that Andy Reid has a significant edge over Kyle Shanahan. Andy Reid's been a little bit more successful in the postseason, but I don't know. So no, I would not be totally shocked if San Francisco wins a football game on Sunday.
So like the fun side of the betting stuff with the Super Bowl, I think it's kind of common, at least for me, to kind of have your standard traditional bets when it comes to the Super Bowl. So almost no matter the opponents, no matter the game, I'm just going to throw some money at this because it's tradition. And me and my friends for a couple years now have always just bet first quarter unders in the Super Bowl. It's kind of become our thing. I've been ranting and raving on Believe in 49ers over the last, you know, week or so that the 49ers need to start strong, need to see a Christian McCaffrey touchdown on the first drive. They've started very slow in the playoffs. The number's currently at 9.5. What do you think of that first quarter? Does that kind of, if it does hit the under, I kind of feel personally that spells bad news for the 49ers. Do you kind of agree with that?
Not necessarily, because Chiefs unders in the second half have hit at a crazy rate. So even if Kansas City gets off to an early lead and the 49ers fall behind, Kansas City has not been great in the second half of football games. So that opens the door once again for the 49ers. I mean, it would certainly help for their, I was going to say confidence level, but I don't think this team lacks a whole lot of confidence or is scared of the 49 or the Chiefs at all. I do really like Christian McCaffrey to have a first half touchdown. That's another play that I have bet. And you can get that for some nice plus money, because Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown is like minus 325, 350 something. I mean, it's crazy. But you can get plus 130 for McCaffrey to find the end zone in the first half. He's has 25 total touchdowns this year. 16 of those have come in the first half. He scored in 15 games this year. 13 of those games, he has a first half touchdown. So I think he'll find the end zone early. And I would imagine that the 49ers are going to want to get him going early and you know, put some pressure on Kansas City. So first half unders, yes, or first quarter unders. I mean, that makes sense, just thinking there are nerves. But I also think the 49ers with McCaffrey could at least put a couple points on the board in the first half. So maybe you do a first quarter under, but McCaffrey touchdown in the first half.
See, this is why we lean on the pros here, because I'm just, like I said, I'm just betting with no, you know, no explanation, zero research, just because, like I said, it's tradition. Mm-hmm. We are talking with Kate Constable here on Believe in 49ers, breaking down everything in terms of betting for the game. And as I just kind of ranted about the first quarter under, I'll be honest with you. I'm that person, I don't know if this is cliche, that just hates taking unders. It feels like you're rooting for boredom, rooting against fun. Scoring is fun, and I want more of that. But these teams, as good as, you know, as much as we want to talk about Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes, these are two very good defensive teams. And I think, you know, it's not crazy to want to look at this game and say, yeah, it could be an under, it could be a defensive struggle. The number is currently at 47.5. Is there kind of a side you're leaning in terms of total for this game?
Yeah, I actually am with you. I lean under in this one because these defenses have been so dominant this year. I mean, the Chiefs are where they are because of the position that the defense during the regular season put them in to make a run in the postseason. And the offense has been great in the postseason, but it was not that way throughout the regular season at all. So it was the Chiefs defense that was winning them games early on in the year. And the Chiefs don't have, like, I mean, without Tyreek Hill or kind of like an over the top option, it's a lot of dinking and dunking for Kansas City. Kansas City's defense, where it's most vulnerable, is against the run. So you would imagine the 49ers again lean on Christian McCaffrey for good reason, and because that's a slight weakness in the Chiefs defense, but that's going to keep this game lower scoring too. You keep the ball on the ground, the clock is running. So yeah, I'm with you. I think I don't want to root for unders either. It would be way more fun to like be able to have a ton of anytime touchdown plays and have them all hit. But the reality is, I think this is likely to be a lower scoring game. Chiefs unders have also hit in 5 of their last 6, and 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls have gone under the total. So it's kind of been the trend as of late.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone about the whole under thing. We can even clip that part out of the podcast. I don't want to tell anyone it because it's just so against the brand. But moving on, I'm a sucker for player prop bets. Usually end every single podcast here on Believe in 49ers on our preview shows with a prop or two that I like. Don't ask me my record or anything. Kind of stopped keeping track after maybe week one. But, you know, with the 49ers specifically, one of the things I think is tough when it comes to player props is you could probably sell me on any one of their offensive skill players because there's just so many. They're so deep. Ayuk, Debo, CMC. Can't forget about George Kittle. All those guys, if you were to explain, I like this over, I'd be like, I can see that. And it's like you're a defensive coordinator in a sense. It's like, which guy are they going to stop? Which guy are they going to take away? And it seems like the games you lean on Debo is when they go to Ayuk, in my opinion.
Exactly, right?
Is there some 49ers? Exactly. Is there some 49ers player props you like in this game specifically?
I love, and so I, I'll back up here. I went to the University of Iowa, so I'm a Hawkeye. Okay. And George Kittle and I were the same year. So he played all 4 years when I was there. I would watch him every Saturday. So I'm a big George Kittle fan. My heart wants the 49ers to win this weekend because of Kittle. I would love for him to win a Super Bowl. I think he is just the funniest guy. So I also like him for his longest reception to be over 20 and a half yards. Because Kittle, I mean, wow. In terms of the number of receptions he has, it kind of alters game to game. Some games they'll go to him a ton. He'll have 6-7. Some games he has 3-4. So I'm not going to play his number of receptions, but over 20 and a half as the longest. He's topped this number 6 of his last 7 games, 10 of his last 12 in the postseason. He's gone over this number in 5 straight games, 6 of his last 8 games. And the only 2 that didn't hit in his entire postseason career, he finished with an 18-yard catch, a 16-yard grab. So like he's getting really close to that 20 mark, toward 21 and a half. So that's one of my favorite plays is for Kittle, longest reception over 20 and a half. I also think you could look towards Debo a lot because I think Brandon Ayuk will probably be Sneed will probably be on Ayuk quite a bit. And I think Sneed's allowed like 1 touchdown all season. So I would maybe look towards Debo a little, especially because they can kind of use him as hybrid receiver back type of deal. So his over yards would be great.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you on Debo. I think specifically just because he is like the NFL's best example, non-quarterback, say, as just like a big game player. When the lights are on, he just shines. And so I'm right there with you on the Debo side of things. While we're on props, we know about the coin toss. We know about the Gatorade color. I'm sure there's a bunch of Taylor Swift props. Even if you're not, you know, riding on any of these props, what's the funniest prop you've seen specifically? Because I know this is the type of thing that gets you the casual fan interested. My wife loves betting on the coin flip every year. She's pretty hot with it too, to be honest. And so I think they're funny.
Does she have a pick?
She hasn't revealed it yet.
It's all right. Like well, when she does, let me know. I would love to hit that if she's been crushing that one.
Absolutely. It's fun, right? It's fun. You know, I know some people love to make fun of this stuff, but in my opinion, like, I'm all for whatever's going to get anybody interested in it.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I'm hosting a Super Bowl party at my house and we're going to have a bunch of people here, some bet actual props and things like that. And others just want to be part of the conversation and feel a part of the game in some place. So I love these fun props. I think that's a great way just for more people to get involved. You don't have to put a bunch of money on them, put $5 on them. Like even a couple dollars, you feel more invested in the game. So my Gatorade color, I'm debating between orange and clear or water, which clear water is the long shot, which I believe most places around 12-1, because you know that every sideline, both sidelines are going to have a jug of water, right? That's just a given. Both sidelines aren't necessarily going to have, like, at least my sample size is confirmed that I'll have one thing of water, if not more. So I think that could be it. Otherwise, orange, that's been very popular in Super Bowls over the last 4 or 5 years. The Chiefs had orange the last time they beat the 49ers in the playoffs. So if the Chiefs are superstitious at all, so that's what I'm doing there. I've seen, what other fun ones have I seen? I mean, Usher's, the first song that Usher will come out to for the halftime performance. Ooh. I'm going with OMG. For that one.
Okay. That's a great call.
Because
it's a great call.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is like the perfect, like, oh my gosh, here we are. It's the Super Bowl. This is great. And Yaz, the other one that I've heard a lot of people with, but I feel like that's more of like a middle of the performance type of song to re-engage everyone and kind of keep things moving. So those are some of the fun ones that I've looked at so far.
I'm not gonna lie, you might have just convinced me on the clear Gatorade.
Right.
I might have to ride with you on that one. One of my favorite parts about the Super Bowl, and I'll always be interested in it forever when it comes to like the betting side of things, is Super Bowl MVP. A running back hasn't won the Super Bowl MVP since Terrell Davis, 1998, I believe. But looking at this game, everything we've talked about, both sides. I like both ball carriers as Super Bowl MVPs in this one. Even Isaiah Pacheco, and I know this is a 49ers podcast. Christian McCaffrey, the last time I saw, was like plus 440. Pacheco, a crazy number. Am I crazy to think these running backs have a shot? Is it Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl MVP to lose? I kind of flush the wide receivers because it feels like they give it to the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I just like both of these running backs in it. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all, especially with McCaffrey. I mean, the argument is, I mean, if any, you're right, a receiver is most likely not going to win this, because if they have a couple of receiving touchdowns, who's throwing them the ball? It's the quarterback. So In that sense, it's going to be Brock Purdy. He's going to win MVP. But if McCaffrey scores on the ground a couple times, which is certainly plausible, like I wouldn't put it past him to find the end zone 2-3 times. If that happens And he has 100 yards, something like that, I don't know how you give it to Purdy when McCaffrey's done it using his legs. So I think that, you know, having a little sprinkle on McCaffrey at plus 450 is really good value. The Mahomes and Pacheco, I mean, similar thing with that. If Pacheco is, you know, running all over the 49ers, that could be, especially we saw with Tom Brady after a couple of years, you know, some fatigue of giving him MVP. I think there were Edelman won it 1 year. I know there was another player on the Patriots that won it over Brady. Tom Brady probably deserved it every single year, But maybe there's some voter fatigue and it goes to someone else. So I don't necessarily think that's crazy. There also is, I just learned this year, fan voting is involved in this. So 20% of the vote is from fans. And who's the biggest celebrity in the world right now? Well, that's Taylor Swift, and her boyfriend plays for the Chiefs. So you have to imagine that the Swifties are going to come out if Travis Kelce has a huge game. Now that kind of goes back to, you know, if Travis Kelce's catching a bunch of touchdown passes, Mahomes is the one getting him the ball. But if you have the full 20% from fans voting for Kelce, is there a shot that maybe he wins it? So there are. It's
that's
not
a
as
great
easy
nugget. I had no clue.
Yeah, it's not as easy this year, I think, as saying it's a quarterback is for sure going to win it. Mm-hmm. There are some avenues for some of those running backs and possibly Travis Kelce with the help of Taylor Swift taking home some hardware.
You know, just two more questions here for Kate on Believe in 49ers. A lot of great information. The fan voting with the Swifties, I think, is an incredible connection because Their voice as a whole is incredible. Yeah. When it comes to Super Bowl MVP, you know, I think running backs and quarterbacks, you know, it's kind of easy to discuss those guys, but also like the players far down the board, Malcolm Smith, Von Miller, Julian Edelman, those type of players, those are the ones that will hit the big payday. Those are the ones that are going to have you jumping up and down at the end. You know, is there a guy down the board that you're like, that could be interesting?
Honestly, I know this is a boring answer and probably not the one you wanted, but I don't think so because of the McCaffrey effect, the Mahomes effect, I just don't see, I mean, unless there's a defensive player that has multiple strip sacks or multiple pick sixes, something like that, I think that could maybe be an avenue where a player way down the board would be able to get there. Yeah. But the odds of that happening, I would prefer to take my money and put it on one of the other zillion props that are out there for the Super Bowl than trying to hit a very long shot with an obscure potential MVP.
That makes a ton of sense. But I'm going to put you on the spot. Final question for you here on Believe in 49ers. It is prediction time. I know you said KC earlier in the podcast. I don't know if just being the Believe in 49ers analyst, insider, whatever you want to call it, has kind of swayed your opinion at all. But who you got winning? Can I get a final score prediction?
Ooh, final score prediction. Well, I said the under. So I'm going to go with 30-27. And I, because I'm a 49ers betting analyst now and I love George Kittle, let's go with the 49ers taking home.
I can't tell you if I've
put some money on that, but here on this podcast right now, that's who I'm taking.
You just won over some fans for sure.
That was the goal right there.
Kate, it's been awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, I feel smarter after listening to what you had to say. Good. And usually, you know, I just like to throw darts at this type of thing. So now I feel like mm-hmm. I have some, like, I don't know,
some research, jumping off I guess points. Is the right word.
Yeah, absolutely. Into, yeah. And thank you so much for joining us. You can find Kate on Twitter at Kate Constable, ConstableE. You can follow her. You can listen to her podcast here on the Believe Network, the Bringing Home Hardware podcast. And she is all over the place with the BetQLs, the Better Angle Show. Thank you so much, Kate. Really appreciate your time. I know it's busy for everybody in your field right now. So I appreciate you jumping on with us for a couple minutes here.
Yeah, of course. This was fun to meet you, fun to be on, and happy to hop back on at any time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you again to our guest, Kate. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Kate Constable, ConstableE. How are you liking the guest format on Believe in 49ers? Back-to-back guests on the show. Can we go 3 for 3? Can we go for the hat trick? Have you guys had enough of my voice at this point? Are you tired? Because just dropping tomorrow on Believe in 49ers, we're going to have a full preview and breakdown of the game, all the ins and outs with... You've heard me talk about him on the pod before. My good friend Kyle Madsen, the lead writer, managing editor of 49ers Wire. You can hear his voice on the Candlestick Chronicles podcast. We have officially linked up for a Super Bowl preview, and I'm really excited about that. We're going to have that for you guys tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe, follow, rate, review, all the fun stuff to Believe in 49ers so you know when that podcast drops. And as always, you can hit me on Twitter if you want to talk some ball, you got a take on a player for the NFL draft, or you just have a good prop bet I need to take. You know I will always ride with the Believe in 49ers listeners. Thank you again to our sponsor, Bet Online. We will be back shortly with the Super Bowl right around the corner. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.